February 24, 1924, how the goods and the law of redemption were deposited by Jesus in the heart of His Most Holy Mother. And this is what the Church knows. In the same way, He placed the eternal law of the divine will in Louisa. Immensity of one single act done in it. I felt immersed in the divine will, and I thought to myself, who knows how many more things on His will my sweet Jesus say to other souls? If He said so many things to me, who am so unworthy and incapable, who knows how many more sublime things He will say to the others, who are good? And my adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, all the law and the goods of redemption were written by me and deposited in the heart of my dear mama. It was fair that, being the first who lived in my will and who therefore drew me from heaven and conceived me in her womb, she know all the laws and be the depository of all the goods of redemption. And when, going out for my public life, I manifested it to the peoples, to the apostles, I did not add one comma, and not because I was unable to do so. And the apostles themselves and the whole Church have added nothing else to what I said and did when I was upon earth. The Church has added no other gospel and instituted no additional sacrament. Rather, she always turns to all that I myself did and said. It is necessary that one who has been called as first receive the depths of all that good which I want to do to all human generations. It is true that the Church has interpreted the gospel and has written much on all that I did and said, but she never departed from my source, from the origin of my teachings. The same will be with my will. I will place in you the depths of the eternal law of my will, all that is necessary so that it may be understood, and the teachings which are needed. And if the Church will develop explanations, comments, she will never depart from the origin, from the source constituted by me. And if anyone will want to depart, he will remain without light and in obscure darkness. And if he wants light, he will be forced to go back to the source, that is, to my teachings. On hearing this, I said, my sweet love, when kings constitute laws, they call their ministers as witnesses of the laws which they establish in order to place them in their hands, that they may make them public and observed by the peoples. I am not a minister. On the contrary, I am so little and incapable as to be good at nothing. And Jesus added, I am not like the kings of the earth, who deal with the great. I prefer to deal with little ones, because they are more docile and attribute nothing to themselves, but everything to my goodness. But in spite of this, I too chose one of my ministers, who would assist you in this state of yours. And as much as you begged me to free you from his daily coming, I did not listen to you, and even if you are no longer subject to fall back into that state, I will not allow that you lack his assistance. This was the reason for which you had to have one of my ministers, so that he would be aware of the law of my will, and knowing my teachings, he would be witness and depository of a law so holy, and as my faithful minister, he would make public within my Church the great good which I want to do to her by making my will known. Then, I remained so immersed in the divine will that I felt as if I were swimming inside an immense sea. My poor mind wandered around, and somewhere I took a drop of divine will, somewhere else another drop. And so pieces of knowledge of it poured so much into me that my capacity was unable to receive them all, and I said to myself, how great, profound, high, immense and holy is your will, O my Jesus! You want to put together all that regards it, and I, being little, drown in it. Therefore, if you want me to comprehend all that you want to make me understand, infuse it in me little by little. In this way, I will be able to manifest it to whomever you want. And Jesus, my daughter, indeed my will is immense, it contains all eternity. If you knew the good which even one single word on my will and one single act done in it by the creature contain, you would be stunned. In that act she takes heaven and earth as though in her power. My will is life of all and flows everywhere, and together with my will she flows in every affection, in every heartbeat, in every thought and in all the rest that creatures do. She flows in every act of her Creator, in every good I do, in the light I send to the intelligence, in the forgiveness I give out, in the love I send forth, in the love I ignite, in the blessed souls I beatify, in everything. There's no good I do or point of eternity in which she does not have her little place. Oh, how dear she is to me, how inseparable I feel her from me. She is the true faithful of my will, and she never leaves it alone. Therefore, run to it, and you will find out for yourself what I am telling you. And as he was saying this, I plunged into the sea of his will, and I ran, I ran. But who can say all? I touched everything, I flew everywhere, and I found out for myself what Jesus was telling me. But I am unable to put it on paper. If Jesus wants, he will give me more capacity. For now I stop here.